He goes, I long to see you that I might impart a spiritual gift. What I'm saying is that we, our faith might be mutually to their students. Parents impart to their kids. We impart to one another when we share life. I just imparted to you what God's doing in my life. It's a gift of impartation that we carry that we can give to each other. And I asked Marcia and the team, and we got a team tonight who are going to be giving testimony, to give testimony of what God is doing in this area of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, pursue love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, and especially the gift of prophecy. But these gifts are gifts that God gives to his church that we get to share with each other, that we're mutually encouraged and our faith is built up together. So Marcia's going to lead us right now. She helped. I don't know if you were the leader of it or you just kind of put it together, but her and Larry, they took some people down to Bethel Reading, and we're going to give testimony, revelation, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. We want to give testimony to what Jesus did, and then we want to get an opportunity just to pray for you and impart what they received, we want, right? Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I told a couple of them, I said, when you get back, just lather me up. Pray for me, man, because what you got, I want. Because it's impartation, that gift of mutual edification of our faith. So can you bless Marcia as she leads us?
Wow. We had such an amazing trip. And there were, the class went from Monday through Friday. The first night, 200 people were healed. Just 200. But in the group that we took nine. Not all of them were from this house. We had some from Valley, some from Hope. We also had a gal that met with us. She lives in Cascade, Idaho, and a couple that came from Kamei. So we had a full house down there in Bethel. And the first night, six of the members in the house were healed of something. And so I'm going to ask Michelle Chapman and Larry to come up because they're going to give testimony about what happened to them just day one. And I also wanted to tell you, I loved how he said, if you want what we're going to impart. This morning, I had the privilege and the honor to impart to Claudia, who was just out of surgery in her hand and very crippled this morning. And so I asked to pray for her. And how are you doing, Claudia?
That's okay.
That's coming next.
It allowed me to raise both my hands this morning and worship, which I haven't been able to do for quite some time. But because of the surgery, I just kind of felt reluctant. But anyway, the Lord opened up a big avenue of worship. And I do thank Marcia for being obedient and doing what the Lord calls all of us to do, and that is to pray for each other and love each other as God loved us.
Let's give Jesus a hand. Isn't he amazing?
I always wanted to do that.
The person of the healing. We have healing every Saturday morning all month long. We wish that more people would come and join us. When I was offered the opportunity to go to Bethel, I thought, oh, this will be good. This will be good for everything. But more importantly, it was good for me. Like Marcia said, there was 200 people that were healed in the first day. And as they came up with different issues, more people stood. In that week's time, I don't know of anybody that wasn't healed. It was an awesome thing. On Wednesday, we had an opportunity to go through the healing process ourselves. It wasn't for us to pray for each other, but for them to pray for us. It was a different move than what we do on Saturday. It was an enjoyable thing, both personally and as a group. I personally was healed in my shoulder and my right hand that has an issue. But more importantly, of the people that filled this congregation, filled the sanctuary, there were people from all over the world. I don't know of maybe Iraq and Iran that wasn't there. I don't know. But they spoke foreign languages. One thing that really made the difference for me was knowing that God doesn't care what language you speak. It's all the same word. God wants to see you healed. I was healed in this process, and I'm praying for anybody else that would like it. Okay. Is there anybody here who has any pain in the shoulders? Fantastic. Okay. I release the healing power of God, the healing power of Lord Jesus, to heal all pain, to release it, to have it no more.
Enjoy it. It's yours.
Okay. How is the pain now?
Fantastic.
Well, we've heard about the healings that God healed all of us there, one way or another. But I'm going to testify for God is downloading to me that we need to understand the healing power that we possess. Jesus gave us the authority to heal and do more than what he has done. And healing is an amazing thing. It doesn't mean just we do it or who's ever been trained. Everyone possesses God's authority to heal. And it's something that is very simple. It doesn't have to be a big, long prayer. I like simplicity, which we're going after. And so I just want to encourage each and every one of you to pray and heal the person next to you, your neighbor, or your friends. Anyone who needs healing is capable of being healed. And it just excites me. I'm new to the healing rooms. But just the power that I've seen going through that. Going to Bethel was amazing. The power that was there, it just inspired us so much more. I don't know what else to say other than, okay. mine was fun, yeah. I am a person that doesn't like to say anything or complain or say what's wrong with me. I just try to get through life each and every day in a positive way. Well, we go to Bethel. We have a very long drive down. And by the time we got there, if anyone's rode in a van for 13 hours, you're not walking too well when you get out. So jumping in and out, and by Wednesday and sitting through the hours and hours of wonderful testimonies and teachings and everything, I was getting so I couldn't walk. My hip was killing me. And so Wednesday was a really tough day down there for me. I was sitting and not able to hardly breathe because of the pain. And I was thinking, oh, Lord, I might take one of my pain pills that I bought just in case. He said, no, you wait till after the last service on Wednesday night. Well, that was our healing night. So when it was my turn, after we go through this wonderful stuff, as Larry had spoken of, as a group and individually, Jennifer was her name. She came up to me and said, are you ready to be healed? I'm like, yes, I am. And so, of course, she prayed for me for a while, and she's like, okay, where was your pain? I said, my pain's at a 9, because I was, like, really in pain, ready to cry, and didn't want to be there much longer. And so they kept praying, and all of a sudden, the pain was gone. I went to, like, a 3. Well, that wasn't good enough for her, because God can do more. So they started praying again for me. And we got down to a 1, and we were celebrating because that's what Jesus wants us to do. Not only thank you, Jesus, but celebrate what he does for us. So then she says, have you ever had your legs measured? I said, no. And so she goes, okay, come over here. They take me to a straight back chair and sat me down, and they asked me to lift my legs, and the guy that was helping her holds underneath my feet, my heels. And there was like a 3/4 to an inch difference. And so she's like, would you like to pray for her? And he said, sure. So he prayed, Lord God, just bring these legs even. And all of a sudden, I could feel, I didn't see because I could have the feeling. And it was just like it was being stretched out. And before I knew it, she was going, wait, no more. We don't want it going longer. We want it just even. And so by then I stood up, and I mean, just the difference of everything of being level. So they had me testify, which was amazing. And on the way out, we're walking out to go to the van, and Marcia goes, she goes, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize how much you were limping before. You're walking really straight now. And so it was just amazing, and it's like, it can happen for me. It happened for Larry. It happened for Marcia. There is no excuse, no reason it can't happen for you. You just have to believe. Okay. So is there anyone out here who has pain in their hips or their legs? Would you want to stand up for me, please? And could we have people come around these people for us? And you know, the coolest thing that I learned is that it's not us. All we do is download what God says. God takes care of it. So We have no pressure. We're out of it. It's God's healing. Okay, everybody ready? Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just ask for healing of their hips, their legs. Align them. Just take care of everything, the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, the pain, the inflammation. God, you know what it is and how to heal it. And we ask for healing for these people in your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, how many people felt stuff? Oh, look at Eva go. Look at her jump. Woohoo! Now, don't we want that? That is what we want. Come on. Anyone else? And what are you feeling? Your knees work better? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? Rose? Okay. What happened with you? Hold on a second so you can.
I was told I had plantar fasciitis and I have osteoarthritis, so my feet and my legs always hurt. And standing on them for long periods, they get to it, like within 10 minutes, they start aching, and now they're not hurting anymore.
God, let's just give God a big hand. Yay, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I see why Pastor Mike don't want to give up the mic. Ha ha. This is fun. Okay.
Amen. Monday night, I stood and asked prayer for my throat. For many of you who have been on my healing journey, I actually lost my voice in June of last year and have had issues with my throat ever since. I have been to two doctors and an ear, nose, and throat specialist, and no one could find anything wrong with my throat. They don't know why I lost my voice. They don't know what happened. And I had been prayed for many times in our healing rooms, in the services here. But I stood when they called out anything for the throat. And immediately, I could feel when I swallowed how soft my throat felt on the inside. And my throat was so much better that I no longer sang like a 12-year-old boy. Yes. But that for the next 4 days, I absolutely screamed during worship as loud as I could, whenever I could. That's the amazing thing about having, 900 people to worship with, because nobody can pick you out. But I screamed as loud as I could. I did not lose my voice. I know it's changed. Even when I sing, when I hear myself talk, I'm like, oh, my voice is different. And so I just give God the glory. And so anybody here who has had throat issues, even upper respiratory problems, something going on in your body that the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with you, I want you to stand and don't doubt. If you're supposed to stand, stand. Don't question it. Amen. And so, church, let's gather around them and let's believe that what we have already seen transpire is going to transpire again. And something I wanted to remind each of you of today is that, I don't know if you know it, but God is not drawn to your need. He's not drawn to the fact that you're in pain. He's not drawn to the fact that you have issues in your body. He knows that. What draws him to you is his love. What draws him to you is his heart. Jesus was filled with compassion. And today, we are being Jesus because we're healing on the Sabbath. And it's going to torque people because we're seeing them healed. So, Lord, right now, we impart healing in your name through your heart, Lord, to see each of your kids operating in clear sinus, no throat issues, lymph nodes clear, all pain gone. And I'm just supposed to be obedient here. Migraine's gone in the name of Jesus. And the root is cursed. In Jesus' name, be made whole. What are you feeling? What are you feeling? Hot. Amen. What are you feeling? What's Jesus doing? Yes. Amen. Anybody else feeling better? Lori? Lord? Yeah. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, Lord. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Lord. You know something, church? This is something we need to do more, is celebrate. Jesus celebrated. He loved to have fun. I also want to share that when we had our experience in the healing room Wednesday night, one of the things that I have been having issues with since the first of the year is pectoral muscle atrophy. And that came about because of the radiation that I took after my breast cancer. And so it was to the point that I could lift my arm about this far without pain. And so I've been going to physical therapy and with very little improvement. And so this morning, the Lord told me that I was to worship with the flags, because when I went through the healing rooms and was prayed for, nothing happened. Nothing. I didn't feel anything. I could, you know, but I kept believing that God was going to heal me. And I kept believing that it was mine. And so every day during the healing rooms, whenever we had prayer, whenever we'd have worship, I would, when we got home, I was still in pain. Then Tuesday morning, I had my physical therapy appointment. And I went into the appointment, and the first thing I had to do is measure my range of motion. And so she said, okay, thumb out, let's measure. And I went, oh, that doesn't hurt. And so then I had to do this. Oh, that doesn't hurt. And all the pain is gone. There's some residual effects from some of the lymph nodes still not draining correctly, but I believe that's going to all come to an end. But the Lord healed me Wednesday. That's what I believe. He healed me Wednesday. But for some reason, it didn't manifest till Tuesday. And I believe with all my heart it had to manifest for my physical therapist, because I've been telling her about Jesus healing me of all the cancer, of all the other things that he has healed me of. And so to go in there, and I told her, nope, I'm still sore. I'm still having issues. And then she's like, okay, now we're doing some other tests. So she had me lift 30 pounds and move it around. She had me push and pull some weight. And she said everything I did surpassed what I needed to do to be released of physical therapy. So are any of you here going to physical therapy for anything? Anybody going to physical therapy? Oh, okay. Anybody having muscle issues anywhere in your body? No, look at this. We have a healed team. Yay. Yay, God. So I just want to release healing for things that just bug you. Oh. You know, that bugs me. When I go to open a jar, my elbow hurts. When I get up in the morning, my feet hurt. They're just little things that we've lived with for a long time. One thing I'm believing for is I'm not going to need these anymore, that God is going to completely heal my vision. But it is his desire to see his body whole and walking in complete health and wholeness, body, soul, and spirit. And so, Lord, I just release healing for all those little things that have been going on in our bodies and in our minds and in our spirits that have hindered us from fully coming into the manifestation of walking in wholeness and walking in complete health. And, Lord, we just give them to you. We let go of them. We don't want them anymore. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. And for those of you that are healed right now, celebrate. For those of you who are going to be healed tomorrow, let's celebrate. And for those that are going to be healed next week, let's celebrate. And lastly, I want to just remind you of scripture. And I want to read it in the Passion Translation, because it's so good. This is Matthew 10:8. Well, I'm going to start a little ahead of that. But this is Jesus commissioning his disciples. How many here are a disciple of Jesus? Okay, you've been commissioned. You have been commissioned. Nobody here needs to commission you. Nobody, you don't need to go to a conference and be commissioned. You have been commissioned by Jesus himself. And he gave you everything to equip you to do what he's called you to do and commissioned you to do. So starting in verse 7, chapter 10, it says, "And as you go, preach this message. Heaven's kingdom realm is accessible." Woo! Heaven's kingdom realm is accessible. It's not up there. It's not in the good by and by. It's accessible. It's accessible. It's because it's in me. It's in you. It's accessible to everyone. It says it's close enough to touch. Huh? Go touch somebody today and say, kingdom, kingdom, you got it. Kingdom, share it. You must continually bring healing to lepers and to those who are sick. Continually. It's not a one-time deal. And make it your habit to break off demonic presence. Have you ever thought about that? That's your habit, to break them off. Ooh, dude, you've been slimed. Let's pray and get that off of you. You don't want to carry critters and raise the dead back to life. You know what this means? You need to hang out with dead people. How are you going to raise the dead if you're not around dead people? The Lord, we want some dead people so we can see them raised. Yes, it doesn't mean we got to go to the morgue. It doesn't. It means that we can be available because the kingdom is in us and accessible to anyone who needs healing or brought back to life, because resurrection life is in us. Freely you receive the power of the kingdom, so freely release it to others. So let's all stand and scrunch together, because I want everybody holding hands. So scrunch together. Now, when we have the kingdom in us, what does the kingdom look like? What's it look like? Good. What's it look like? Righteousness. What's righteousness look like? It looks like peace. It looks like joy. What does joy look like? A yellow bubble. That's what the kingdom looks like. That's what we feel when we are activating the kingdom in us. We have to stir up the gifts. We have to remember they're in us. So now I want you to, I want you to release the kingdom into the person on your right, along with what that looks like. Righteousness, peace, and joy. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I release the kingdom of God to the person on my right. They are going to be full of righteousness. They are going to be full of peace. They're going to be full of joy, and they're going to spread it wherever they go. They are full of righteousness. They are full of kingdom power. They are full of Jesus. They are full of laughter. They are full of healing in the name of Jesus. They are full, and running over. Woo! Okay, now to the person on your left. I release the power of the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace. Let them be full of peace. Let them be full of joy. Let them hunger and thirst after righteousness. Let them hunger and thirst after your word, Lord. Let them be full of healing. Let them be full of happiness that the world cannot explain. I release the kingdom because I have authority to do that. I've been told. Now let's raise our hands up. Celebrate Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord. 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 Woo! I am so full of the kingdom of God. It leaks. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! So now today, when you leave here, your challenge is to go heal somebody. Just one. Go heal somebody. Amen.
Careful. Careful. God bless you all. Thank you for being here today. Just go and celebrate Jesus. Go and be the kingdom of God to someone. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you tonight, 6 o'clock.